Boys.
Is it gay to sit less than 5 feet away from your bro in a hot tub? Is a stage 4 Norwood hairline a terminal illness? And is hot dog and hamburger the way to a man's heart? Today we're going to find out. I'm joined by a couple bros, a couple dudes. My bro, Spencer, and my new friend, my new bro, Ludwig. What's up?
What's up?
What up, new bro here, Ludwig. Pretty excited for this one.
Shane. Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for joining me. We're here to set the record straight on dudes, bros, and guys. And yeah, we were the only ones who were available for this shoot today. So that's part of it. But we also happen to be dudes.
I was just in town.
You were literally mopeding by and we were like, we put out a casting call
for dudes. They went and Ludwig showed up.
It was on LA casting and you answered.
And I was like, dudes, I mean, I feel like I have some expertise
I'm all
here.
About this. So what does masculinity mean to you, Spencer?
Man, that's a big question.
Yeah, I figured we'd just start off.
I guess it depends. Like, you know, do you want to view it as something positive or something toxic? Because
I feel like you can't
describe masculinity.
Can I get you up there?
Yeah.
And I think you're getting somewhere. But it's about having a Norwood 2 and crushing weights under the bar.
What is a Norwood 2? I've had to worry about, look.
Hey, yo.
Right there.
Is that a good?
You want to take a look at it?
Like
that's crazy.
I have been blessed. Like I have not had to have hairline concerns.
I don't even think you're on the Norwood scale, to be honest. The Norwood scale is what the shape of your hairline looks like on the front.
I think I have a normal ass hairline.
You're Norwood. Like you look like you have a ruler to it. You look really good. I'm saying.
I'm lined up.
Your eyebrows are close to just making contact.
No, that I have. I did. I have my.
Do
makeup
not raise
done,
your eyebrows. Yeah.
If you get confused,
they will get lost.
Yeah.
They will get stuck like that.
All right. Well, follow-up question, because that's, I guess, what masculinity is. How much do you bench?
Yeah, that is the follow-up. So you're Norwood 1. How much do you bench now?
How much do you bench? And that's what masculinity is.
I have been working with a personal trainer, and he kind of hides the
Whoa.
Numbers from me.
That's a personal trainer thing.
You're doing bench press?
Stuff with dumbbells. I don't know the names for any of it. And that's the beauty of having a personal trainer.
That is
like,
great.
I don't have to learn anything. He's just like, do 12 of this, then walk over here and do 12 of that.
Yeah.
But it was really when I injured myself on the last social shoot we did.
But how'd you get on the IR?
The creative for the video was, you know, you're getting arrested for queer baiting. And
okay.
So put your arms behind your back. And I felt something tweak in my back.
The officer was a little aggressive?
Yeah, no officer.
This was just you.
Self-imposed arrest. Just put your arms behind your back.
I see.
And then I felt something change in my back. You know, I was kind of under the impression that, you know, working out was something you only did for the physical benefits of let me show you my muscles. But
right.
The older I get, the more I'm like, no, it is for injury prevention.
I mean, I had a phase where I was like, oh, I'm going to see how much I can strength training, like bench and all this stuff. Mm. But I'm at a stage now, especially in my 30s, where I'm like, no, I care about like...
Oh, can I cut you off there? Because I see you hit your head on some small shoots and I see the tanks. Okay, I see.
Look, it's a byproduct.
They're unavoidable.
Of being healthy.
They are two byproducts. They are. So what did we hit out of curiosity?
I never really benched that much. Like I'm not good at it. I think like my shoulders kind of like... hurt when I'm trying to bench, but
just say a number.
I was hitting a phase where I got a little over like I think it was like 245. Yeah.
He could be lying.
No, I think most guys are lying.
I don't think I've seen the tanks. He's not lying.
I don't think he's lying. If Shane were to lie about something, that would kind of change my understanding of the world as it is.
Yeah. Damn. That's a lot of pressure.
And masculinity, period.
Damn.
Like, we want to take it back to masculinity. I think for so long, masculinity might have been like, you know, what is going to sound best if I'm like describing something? It's like, oh, you know, I'm benching this. I'm this tall.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, I think, guys, new masculinity, honesty.
Yeah. I guess if we're going to go back to the question, because I don't know what I would necessarily attribute to it, because so much of masculinity and femininity is tied up to just like culture and society of like shit that I feel like we do want to move past. I guess if I were to think about like what's the most positive side that I see, I do think like a sense of honor is like there. I think that's very much like a lot of dudes attribute that. And I'm like, yeah, I think that's not a bad one.
Honor, I would think, is a good thing.
I would say, now.
me checking the guys, is honor good?
It's also like where people misunderstand and they attribute it to a very like military version of it. But
yeah.
I'm saying like standing on, and this is attributes to femininity too. Like that's why I'm like, what can attribute, but I'm like, you know, standing on your principles mm-hmm. and like.
We need a masculine chaperone. like a masculine phenomenon.
Okay.
We do need that.
I like
people have been saying we really need that.
I don't think you can say that.
I think you need to leave, man.
Yeah, I think that would come off horrible. It's a masculine phenomenon. Yeah. I'm trying to.
It would be like when Donald Glover did This Is America and that one lady did her version of it, the white woman version of This Is America.
What was even the sentence?
This is America and nothing changed.
She rapped every word.
Yeah.
It was pretty incredible. But you're saying we need to do the white dude version.
I think we need
we need to take it one more step worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who is our boy chaperone?
Who is our chaperone?
I think men need that positive role model.
We need the Joe Rogan of the left and the male chaperone.
Yeah, the Joe Rogan of the left.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same person.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're not off with honor. I think it's like a sense of responsibility is what I feel.
I see that.
If I'm attaching anything to it.
I think that is one that is, I would say, is attributed in like the past. I think it's been not held up whatsoever.
It's like, should we not all be a little responsible though?
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
But I don't think your view of masculinity is like, if it exists in masculinity, it doesn't exist in femininity. It's like, I just have this myopic lens I've existed through. Mm-hmm. And so that's like what I'm attaching to it. But it doesn't mean it is pulled from anywhere else, mm-hmm. and it can't exist in like other spaces. But I think it's okay. Like there's some things that are masculine, like not sitting in the booth.
Oh, I fucking love sitting in the booth.
I only recently saw this. And like heard about this.
I'm in the booth. I'm crossing my legs.
Where it was like, if someone was filming a video and they were showing like, and there was a guy who was in the booth and the girl was in the chair and they're like,
You should be in the chair as the man and the woman should be in the booth.
I did not know that. Courtney and I were looking at this and we're both like, is this a thing? And I was like, I sit in the chair a lot, but I've always been just like, I kind of like the chair more.
Oh, I love the booth.
And that's a psyop. Congratulations. Yeah.
I guess I was affected.
I like sitting in the chair.
I've always been intrigued because that's like a personal thing of I don't like feeling stuck.
In case there's like a situation.
In case, you know, someone approaches and I have
a marauder.
To fight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the group arrive. Goes, Shane.
But no, I had no idea. That's, all these rules, I feel like the internet and especially TikTok, there's been a whole slew of new rules that are making their way of like, guys need to do this, girls need to do this.
See, I feel like I always have known that it's like, if you have a partner and they want to sit in the booth, you let them sit in the booth.
Yep.
It's a politeness thing, or what is...
It's like where do you want to sit?
Well,
and it's
fine,
like usually the booth.
But they were saying, this video that I saw was saying he fucked up because he was in the booth, she was in the chair. They don't know
what if she requested the chair.
She's not allowed to as a part of femininity.
Fellas is gay to sit
and
in the booth.
What I think some of the comments were saying is like, no, it's kind of like a assessing the situation or like a protection thing.
An ocular pat
down.
I
also didn't know about the walking on the street that... People are saying the guy should walk closer to the cars. And I was like,
I have a like,
but I'm also like, but wait, you could kind of flip because if you're walking on the side near the road, on the other side is often where there's a lot of other people walking around. What if some guy approaches?
You're supposed to tank the hit.
The car is a bigger immediate threat.
I need to punch the car as it's coming closer.
And if they had done this in The Boys, it'd be a much different movie. Mm-hmm. It'd be very different.
That's, you know what? You present a good case.
You should have been closer to the
car. I need
to
get hit by A-Train instead of my wife. Okay, first assumption.
Oh,
that was the intro.
Yeah, crazy intro.
That was a whole video, man. Every guy assumes they can grill so good. Why? It's not even hard.
I've never grilled, but I feel like I could. Genuinely, how hard can it be?
It's not actually.
I don't think
hard.
It's that hard.
It's not. I don't understand why people think it's much different than putting something in the oven or cooking.
I feel like it's probably easier than doing all that stuff because you're seeing, you're
active. It's just different. It's a different heat. It's a different temperature.
I actually do think it's easier because what you're usually grilling is dog and burger.
Dog and burger.
And those get,
Widowman's heart.
Those are just condiment slops.
Yeah.
And so it's.
You're eating condiment slop.
You're eating condiment slop and it doesn't matter how you cook it, how dry it is, because at the end of the day it's condiment slop and that carries your food.
Yeah.
So it's like you can really.
Right. You dog or burger guy.
Oh, I'm big on glizzies.
At the grill.
To grill for people?
If you're at the grill and someone's like, hot dog or burger?
I usually do both.
I would go dog.
I think I would do, at a grill, I'm doing a hot dog. At a restaurant, a burger.
Oh, well, yeah.
A restaurant asks for a hot dog. I feel like a 7-year-old.
A hot dog?
Can I have a hot dog, please?
I mean, hey, I'll do it.
Have a hot dog, please? It's pronounced Bakari?
I feel like hot dogs, I love hot dogs. They have a low ceiling. Like, they don't get better. Like a burger, you can get a fancy burger. Like a burger can get more delicious. Hot dog, you hit like movie theater or maybe stadium.
I love a hot dog. And how is it?
You're not
going
to get a hot dog. I guess unless you go to like a nice.
Dude, remember when the guy ate a hot dog?
Bratwurst, it's different. It's a different category.
No, I'm talking straight hot dog. You're such a fool.
What's the fanciest hot dog you've ever had?
Because I think actually the opposite. The fancier the burger gets, the worse it gets.
Agreed.
Ooh.
Agreed. It's inverse.
This episode of Assumptions is sponsored by Stitch Fix. My ideal way of finding clothes is scrolling on my phone and seeing inspiration from other dudes who are wearing outfits that make me go, huh, how he make that vest look nice? Or how he make those loafers look good, though? Angela wrote this. I've never liked walking into stores and blindly picking things off the rack to try on and somehow style with the rest of my wardrobe at home. That's why I use Stitch Fix to find my clothes. All I do is take a quick style quiz, share my size, my vibe, and my budget, and then all of a sudden, I'm matched with a stylist who handles the rest. They send me a fix box with clothes that actually fit and make sense for my day-to-day. Plus, I won't ever have to find parking in an awful mall parking lot ever again. Stitch Fix will save you time and find clothes you look great in and feel confident in. With Stitch Fix, you keep what works, send back the rest. Free shipping and returns always. And no subscription required. Plus, get a free try-on for your first order. I got a great shirt from Stitch Fix. I'm a big fan of anything that helps curate my style because when I'm picking it on my own, I'm just always a little unsure, but I get to know that there's a professional helping me out. Get started today at stitchfix.com/assumptions to get $20 off your first order. That's stitchfix.com/assumptions. And now, back to the show. All right. I assume they want to know just how far back they can reach a urinal from.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had the really opportunity because I'm respectful of my coworkers and fellow people everywhere, but I am curious.
I would love to know how far back I can pee.
I would love to know.
I know roughly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've tested for sure.
What, I think 8 feet? Talking benches, we're talking
8 feet. I'm not that guy. I don't know what you think I have going on. It's not 8 feet.
I think that's a problem.
You're not doing your Kegels.
You got to go to the doctor if you're launching it that far.
No, it was like 4 steps back.
I would say that's, yeah,
how big, 4 feet. How big is your gate? What kind of gate you
got? What kind of gate you're talking
to? It was like 3-4 feet.
Yeah, I think that seems about right.
3 feet, and then it's a lot about arc.
Because if you arc too much, it's just going to come back down.
If you shoot it straight up, it will come straight down. And that's the things that Spencer thinks about that I wasn't thinking about.
Have you guys ever peed in a cup or bottle while driving?
Yes.
No.
I did it one time in college because I was about 5 hours away. And it's the perfect amount of time to, it's like, I can do this in one go. And it was like middle of the night. I was like, I don't want to stop anywhere. I had a Gatorade bottle. I peed in it, got it all over me. Tried to pour it out the fucking window and it fucking went right back in me, dude. But luckily,
yeah,
I was hydrated as fuck, so it was fine. It's hot water. It's hot water.
No, it's still pee. I can't believe you just peed all over yourself.
I couldn't either.
You showed up covered in piss.
Mom's like, oh, is it raining?
It was hot water.
It was raining. It was raining piss.
You won't believe what just happened.
It was raining piss out there.
Basically an onsen if you think about it.
This guy came and he rolled down my window and he peed on me. That man's name? Albert Einstein.
Wow.
Okay, urinals though. We follow the code of urinals.
The code. Right?
The code.
What's the code of where you stand?
Yeah, if you walk in and there's someone.
No, I want to see your penis.
You're going to go
I'm gonna
directly
move in,
next
I'm
to them.
In, I'm like, what are you working with? How
yeah,
far
you
back do
you talk
be
to
from?
Them?
It is really fun when they have the divider to do this. Because you can't see anything.
No.
But it looks like you're looking right at it.
Oh, I try. I'm eyes to the wall.
I do. I've been doing hand on wall.
Hand on wall?
Yeah.
Both hands on wall.
Hand on wall.
Hands on wall.
Pull pants around the ankles. Ugh.
I'm going to need a few here.
Hands on walls, but 3 feet back.
Yeah. I was at a baseball.
Urinal.
I was at a urinal recently. I was at a baseball game.
Oh, Dodgers.
And they had urinals there.
Cool.
And, yeah. And so I'm in line. Because it's packed.
And you're like, I'll just go from back here.
You arc it over a guy.
No, we can go at the same time.
I say, whatever you do, don't move. No, there's a guy in front of me, and he has nachos in the urinal. Like, he's eating nachos.
Oh, respect, dude. That's sick as fuck.
Right.
And masculinity.
Masculinity.
And I'm like, that's crazy. But what's crazier is he's holding it with his left hand, and I see him scoop it with his right, and he's actively peeing. And I'm just sitting there like, do you have a stitch thing going on? Like, what is, how is the downstairs situation being managed right now that you're eating nachos and urinating?
So I have a follow-up question. You guys wear boxers.
Boxer briefs.
Oh, yeah, briefs.
You have the hole in the front.
Yeah.
When you pee, do you pull the penis out through the hole or do you unbuckle everything and penis over the top?
Genuinely never once in my life have I ever pulled it through the hole.
I pull it through the hole. Every time.
You pull through the hole?
I pull through the hole. I'm like, what's the hole for?
It's fair. I can't argue with that.
I don't want to unbelt my pants. I unzip. I pull through the hole.
I unbuckle. I do it all. It's more work to try to like navigate through.
What do you navigate? It's like, you ever sewn?
No, I mean,
you got femininity.
I feel like it's like
you're threading your penis through the.
You got a hole the size of a womp rat. Like you're trying to fit it through. It doesn't make sense.
Dude, I used to nail womp rats like this in my. Yeah.
It just doesn't add up for me.
Use the fool.
No, I don't do that.
Other men in the room, can I toss that question to the other men in the room?
Any men in the room who use the holes in the briefs?
Nacho guy must have been doing it.
He must have.
It's too much.
When you pull it back. There's a very high chance that you're just dribbling.
The dribble level is going to increase because sometimes you put it back in and you just pee all over yourself. And that sucks.
Well, you're fine
with being covered in piss, clearly.
I'm fine with being covered in piss.
All your stories.
Soft launching being a piss guy.
Being a piss guy, but it has to be my own piss.
Whoa.
They want to hug each other more / show more physical affection to other men. I think that's probably fair.
Yeah, but I'll usually like take a hug if I want a hug. Oh, yeah. You see a hug, take a hug.
I would say us at Smosh, we hug more than probably the average dude.
But I feel like not to get too like Freudian with it, but it's like, you know, I was like, you know, I love hugging my dad. Like it's a good, you know, I think I got that kind of, you know, I understood the power of hugging a man.
I think every man likes to receive a hug, but they're shy to give it.
Yeah, it's scary.
And you need to give to receive.
Where my hug at?
Yeah.
Where's my hug at?
I struggle because with guys, we do that thing of like, what type of handshake? Or are we doing the like handshake sort of hug situation?
Yeah.
Or are we just going in for a hug?
I just prefer a hug.
Yeah, it's just easy.
Because someone goes for a dap and you just go, nope.
I've kind of had it happen.
I have had it happen too.
Where I'm like, I misunderstand what type of dap we're doing here. And so I'll just be like, and I'll just go
Let's
for the
just
hug.
Hug, I guess. You and
your wife. It's just easier. Yeah. Me with my wife, like, yo, just dap me up. But I would say, yeah, for the most part, that makes sense. I think most guys are pretty bad about it.
I would almost argue, crazy opinion incoming maybe, I think men might be better huggers than women sometimes.
That was crazy. You're being crazy today.
Dude, you got to slow down.
First piss guy, now this?
First piss guy?
Better huggers than women.
Wow.
And how do you judge that?
Like, I think men are, like, understandably less guarded with, like, giving a hug. Because, you know, if it's, like, unless it's someone you know really well, they're going to give you, like, maybe, like, a side hug. Like,
quick,
But, like, I think man to man, it's like, oh, I'm going to give this my all.
Do girls hug?
I try and sneak a hug out of a man, like, every day.
I don't know if girls hug.
Girls hug.
I've never seen two girls hug each other.
I believe I've seen it happen once.
Yeah.
Recall one time you've seen it.
I don't think they do.
You know what? I think we can say definitively.
I think
they
definitively
don't.
There's no chance they hug.
No, yeah, no. You're right.
What are they doing?
Because I'm imagining two guys hugging.
Easy.
I can picture it. I can picture it.
And it's like, and they're doing the cross because you don't want one guy over and one guy under.
Right.
Ooh, but do the girls do the cross? Can't even picture it.
They can't.
Their boobs would touch.
You made a noise like Yoshi.
Yeah. Climbing up.
He's double jump.
Jeez. He laid an egg.
All right. Men care more about what other men think rather than what women think, especially their own girlfriend, wife, crush. I can't speak for me, but I do think that's true for a lot of guys. I get that sense from a lot of guys. The joke is said a lot about with working out, about guys being like, oh, I want to work out and get buff. It's like, you got to realize at a certain point, you're kind of just doing that for the approval of other guys. Mm-hmm.
The same will often be said about women of like, you know, they're putting on makeup for other women, like be like, oh, like I fucking love your lip liner, like something like that. And so I do think there might be some validity in it where it's like men are going to notice like, oh, dude, like, you know, the cut of that denim. Like, I'm like, I fucking love, like, you know, the wash on that denim.
Thanks.
Yeah. Not you, fuck you. Where are those from?
Japan, Japanese denim.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, dude, Japanese denim.
Oops, I guess okay. I
oops, all
today.
Japanese denim.
Okay, well, these aren't.
Yeah. Oops, that's weird, I guess.
But yeah, like, I think there is an element of...
I fully think the approval of your peers is something that people seek out. And we're weird about this of like, well, you know, women don't care about that. Or like, we've been... To women being like, well, you know, guys don't care about it. It's like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's like, you don't have to wear makeup.
It's not all about being attractive to someone who wants to maybe date you. It is just, there's more vibes than that. Guys love gaming with their bros so much because it's just a phone call in disguise.
I think there is truth to that. Like, it makes a phone call feel easier.
I think guys are bad on phone calls.
Yeah.
So I think this is basically a long form talk that wouldn't happen if there wasn't a video game in the background.
I feel like a thing that I've noticed, and I'm this way, guys do the best hanging out with each other and can converse if there is something there needs to be an activity.
Even passively.
Yeah, truly. Like a board game, a video game's perfect because it's just like, oh, we're working together on something. So we can talk shit about other stuff because we're focused on this.
Yeah.
That's where games like a Fortnite or like, you know, kind of any of those... what would you call those? Like the battle royale where there's like a lot of downtime in those games. Or even like a Minecraft. It's like those are perfect hangout games.
Yeah. It's a little mindless. They're like it's
yeah,
focused.
Yeah, like you lock in
it's
at the beginning
but
and the
silly
end.
Silly and the stakes are low. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I've had a friend be like, just come over.
Yeah.
And we just sit and talk without any different activity to do outside of that.
I'm pretty bad about that too. Yeah. Like I am like, if I'm going to hang out with someone, I'm like, what are we?
If I called someone and invite them, they'd be like, what? What are we doing?
Filming it?
What are we doing? Yeah. Like, yeah, are we filming it? Yeah. No, I'm not.
It's
too.
Like, there almost has to be like a meal or like a, like,
yeah.
Cause I do miss like the high school and even like college for me. It was purely just like, yeah, dude, just come over.
And you
like,
make up what you do as you go
yeah,
along.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, you just like, I'll sit on the couch. I'll be on the computer. Like it's that parallel play.
Do you think that's a guy thing? Do you think that's also just a byproduct of the times?
I think it might be.
Cause like, I feel like
of the times
someone was talking about, and I was like, oh, that's right. This was true. Before communication was as accessible as it was now, back in like the 90s, early 2000s, it's like you could just roll up to your friend's place and just like knock on the door and be like, yo, what's going on? And it's like you kind of had to.
I think I just missed that era of...
I remember doing that with friends back in the day.
I think in the neighborhood, like in the elementary school neighborhood,
yeah,
that
was
like
walk
over, it's like, oh, it's like blah, 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 home.
And then I had some buddies here in LA that... My buddy and I misunderstood where a party was at, and we thought it was at our friend's place, and it wasn't. So we went to his place and truly opened the door and walked into his apartment. He was hanging out on the couch with his other friend. He was just like, oh, what's going on, guys? And truly, he was just like, did not miss a beat. He was just like, oh, yeah, come on in. And we were like, oh, we thought, he's like, oh, no. We're just like, oh.
That's sick as f***.
All right, we'll just, and he's like, oh, well, we'll go to that party soon. And he's like, we're like, all right, sick. And then we just like hung out.
You chilled there?
We chilled there for
a
bit.
Great.
Chilled there for like 45 minutes before we went to this party. And I was just like, you did not care about someone just walking into your apartment and hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, like that is rare, you know, life's not like Friends, at least anymore.
Yeah.
And also, probably ever to some extent in adulthood because of just proximity and feasibility. So yeah, I do think the Discord call is the sacred male hangout space for a lot of friend groups.
Yeah.
And the group chat.
Group chat's
powerful. I have a group Google chat with my two high school buds.
What does that sentence mean?
You know,
group
like
Google chat?
Like we have a Google chat. Instead of Discord, we use Google chat.
Are you asking questions?
Yeah.
Only ask each other questions.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like Google chat. It's like, it's got like an AIM like function in Google. I'm like, you open up Gmail and I'm like, I've got my boys chat in there.
Like you're actually going to Gmail to chat?
I'm going to Gmail to chat with my boys.
That's crazy, no?
I guess it's like lower stakes because it's like, oh, I'll check it once a day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a text chat.
It's not, it's like, it is text, like in there. Like, do you want to see the
I still have an app.
How you access it.
It feels like so many layers to it.
So look, like I'm opening up Gmail.
This is crazy. This is already crazy.
Like my chat's in Google.
Has no one ever been like, hey, how about we take this off Gmail?
Straight up did not know this was a thing.
Yeah, my boys are in Gmail.
This guy is in constant communication with everybody all the time.
On Gmail, apparently.
But like everybody.
Those Gmail messages were full. Like it wasn't
I had to
one
buy
group
more
chat.
Storage.
He's in a lot. No, he is constantly talking to everybody all the time. I really admire it.
Talking to this guy's wife.
I'm pretty bad. Yeah, truly. Everybody will be like, oh yeah, I was talking to Spencer last night. I'm like, Everybody said they were talking to Spencer last night. You were talking
to
everybody.
I'm a nosy little. I love, like, if something happens, I'm like, I'm going to start texting people about it.
I'm just not a texter like that.
I'm really, I wish I was better. I actually.
Shane texting sometimes. It's fun.
I text Spencer. Yeah. But I have to make, like, a commitment to myself of, like, I need to text people. I will forget to message people. I love people. I love talking to people. But if I'm not face to face with someone, I'll be like just kind of thinking about whatever's in front of me at home.
No, I'm with you. I'm like a video game NPC. If it's not in my AOE, I don't even know it exists.
Yeah, it's bad.
Gotta expand that search radius, bro.
All right. Ludwig seems like the type of dude to act like he's dying if he catches a cold.
Damn, we're making this about
dude.
Seems like he's dying if he catches a cold.
Are you like a little baby when
like
it comes
when
to
I'm
illness?
Sick? When I'm ill.
Not in the Beastie Boys sense.
I have an internal instinct to go into a hole and disappear, I think, if I'm ill.
Really?
Yeah, if I'm, like, sick. I remember I got hit by a car.
Go on.
Sorry. What?
I was driving a Vespa and I got hit by a car because the car hit me.
And it gave you a cold?
And among other things.
And it knocked you into a hole.
And I rejected help from my girlfriend. Like I came home, like I had to drive it home and it was like, you know, like flat tire wheel, like boom, boom.
You drove it home after getting hit by a car.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did. Yeah. Cause I had to get it home somehow.
You didn't go to the hospital.
Not immediately. No.
Masculine.
No, it's not a good thing, but my initial instinct is to like take care of it myself and not bother my girlfriend or the hospital workers. And then
I don't want to impose.
That's what I felt like. And she was like,
Dr. Robbie's
busy. Can impose here. Because they only get 1 hour per episode.
Yeah.
And if
I
take up like 30 minutes, it's kind of a boring episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to learn from this?
So that's my initial instinct.
I feel like that's typical.
That's a traditionally masculine. I'm thinking of my dad, and it's like, you know, unless he's like dying, not going to go, you know, you're going to tank it.
It's pretty bad.
And I think I am kind of the same way where it's like, you don't want to inconvenience, but I'm also a huge baby. Like I'm going to make it the people around me's immediate problem.
Oh no, I am the type, if I'm very ill, I'm like, I'm fine. It's not that bad.
Let me die. Let me die. I don't want to bother you guys.
I was traveling once with some friends and Courtney, and I definitely had like the flu or something.
Oh,
and
I
was like sweating. I was awful, but we were like walking everywhere and they were like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I think it's a bad thing. Like, I think I have to be told by my girlfriend when I'm being an idiot.
Yeah.
But I'll just naturally be an idiot.
Did you have any injuries from that car accident?
It was mostly just skin blemishes.
Okay.
Skin blemish. I just got hit and rolled. That was the biggest issues.
That's
I rolled.
Good.
But yeah, the two times I've been hit.
Jesus.
Hit me
Jesus
once.
Jesus Christ.
Look, we are, first off, the largest group of organ donors in California. Shout out to my motorcycle riders. Okay.
Motorcycle mamas.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Dude, this is the most dude shit you could possibly be saying.
Oops, we're heroes, I guess.
Damn.
You're welcome.
Men have no idea how refreshing / attractive it is to see a man who is silly with no hesitation about being seen as not manly.
Oh, veto.
Veto.
This is a well-known fact.
I feel like that's our whole shtick, dude. Veto
the silly men have reigned dominant for decades now.
Yeah.
It was like Tom Selleck's era that we would have the strongman reign.
Tom Selleck is really sexy, though.
He's very sexy.
He's very sexy.
As a kid,
but look
I
at
didn't
those shorts.
Get it.
The shorts are silly, but also sexy.
But he's not a silly man.
He's not silly, but Hawaiian shirt, super short shorts, while being very serious with a mustache. I don't know. I think maybe he was aware.
The era of like having to take men seriously must have been exhausting.
I feel like
where it's like now it's like you have a Ryan Gosling like
true
a Timothy
darling
Chalamet.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, these guys are silly.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they reign.
They do reign.
I think this is a well-known phenomenon, and silliness is more desired, I think, than manliness.
But is manliness and silliness, are they opposed? I feel like they can be intertwined.
I think
silliness can be with everything. I don't know.
Can a woman be silly?
I think this Americanized, I mean, I guess it's probably worldwide, of this idea of like masculinity being super fucking serious. I think it's it makes me laugh more than anything. There's nothing funnier than a guy who is like, his whole identity is so, so serious.
Do Do you guys like golf?
I've gone golfing like once or twice, and it is fun. It's just long.
That to me is like almost like the like one of the last,
yeah,
kind of like male gated, like, you know, that's like, that is a oddly masculine activity, despite like on paper, I'm like, that is the, I don't know.
It's kind of silly.
I've never, my dad took me golfing as a kid. I couldn't really even hit the ball. Never did it again.
I've never been one time, but I do consider myself a mini golf champion.
Mini golf is awesome.
Mini golf, yeah. It's silly.
Mini golf champion.
And I mean, no disrespect to you, there wouldn't be a hole you beat me in.
Really?
Not a single one, dude.
Holy f***.
This feels like, guys.
That's intense.
Feels like content.
When's the last time you went mini golfing?
Probably like 3 or 5 years ago.
Probably like 15 years ago, man.
You think those skills go away?
Yeah, you know, it's like
not
riding a bike.
Not a single hole.
It's riding a bike.
What if you forgot how to ride a bike?
That, it's impossible. It's one of the things, but like, you never
what
forget.
Is actually what if impossible?
You did? It's no one's ever done it. You'd have to be the first.
If you had one of those like Men in Black mind eraser things, it would be funny to only take away someone's ability to ride a bike.
It would like break the device.
The device would explode. You cannot make them forget this. All
so
right.
We golfing later.
So
what,
we're mini
boys?
Golfing.
And if
at some
I
point.
Stuttered, I just need to repeat it. Not a hole.
Nasty, disgusting toilet jokes will never not be funny to them, and only dudes can get away with that not being offensive. Not being offensive.
I think like, look, a good, well-timed fart sound effect, it's going to get me.
Oh, it's going to get me every time.
Yeah.
I think women can crush that shit.
I think they can crush it, but I think it's harder. I think
there is something like...
Yeah. Oh, the barrier to entry for women is so much more unfair. Like, I recognize that working like
in this
field, like in YouTube or any form of entertainment or comedy, like men can get away with so much more shit. Women get judged for shit far faster.
There's a much higher risk of falling flat.
Yep.
If a breathtaking woman farts for a joke, it could just fall flat.
Yeah.
And then it's instant or a loss.
Absolutely.
I think, like, I will pride us on in Smosh, period. I think the women of the cast are some of, like, the best, like, physical, like, slapsticky, lowbrow comedians I've ever met.
It's been a long time since she's really shown it off, but Courtney's pratfalls are actually, like, kind of...
Court's physical
unlike
comedy.
Unlike anyone else's.
Court, Angela, like these are fucking pros at like the poop humor.
It's weird working at Smosh where the dynamic is so flipped, where I feel like
women... I think it's a comedy thing. Like, I think women in comedy actually have higher ceiling.
Oh, for sure.
But the floor is higher for poop and shit and cum.
Yeah, they have to... The amount of skill and like... conscious
skill-ish.
Effort and training. But I think it's just like, I guess my view, I'm a little biased because working at Smosh, like the women here are just so fucking funny and like are at times absolutely disgusting.
Oh,
and awful with their humor.
No,
but
I mean,
it's amazing. And there is the most disgusting, crazy shit said on Smosh is whenever Angela and Amanda and Courtney are dressed up as dudes.
Oh, yeah.
The shit they are saying, it's unbelievable. They'd rather pretend to agree with or like something for ages if it meant not losing their bros.
Nah, dude, I love fighting with my bros.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take sides on debates I don't even believe in.
Oh, yeah. Debating is awesome.
Because funny.
It's very fun to just debate things just for the sake of debating things.
My favorite bit to do is whenever Indiana Jones gets brought up with all my friends, I'm like, Temple of Doom. And they're like, dude,
man.
We fucking hate you.
So every night you get home, you open up your Gmail chat.
I'm like, boys.
Fellas. Boys, Temple
Devil
of Doom.
Devil of Doom.
Watch it again tonight.
Watch Temple of Doom again tonight.
Yeah.
Still good.
I think there's the more legitimate, societally impactful version of this. I think this is different. You pretend to agree to like something. We're not talking about movies. We're talking about... You're talking about calling out...
Behavior.
Calling out guys. Guys holding each other accountable.
Okay.
And guys do not hold each other accountable out of fear of...
I think that's real. I think that's real.
100%. That's the most real shit ever said.
That's scary. I mean, it comes back to the, you know, like what I say comes back. We haven't really discussed it. Like men being scary. Like I am scared of men. Like if a man is mad at me, I'm like, oh, like what's he gonna do?
Yeah.
Once again,
being at working the field we in and working at Smosh, like. Fortunately, I feel like the guys that we work with are of a kinder, more respectful lot. But I know a lot of guys probably at their workspaces or wherever are surrounded by a lot of guys who are showing a lot of toxic behavior, and it is scary to call it out.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It's absolutely terrifying. People are like, I think that maybe the misunderstanding a lot is like, guys aren't calling each other out because they're just like, no, it's bro code and stuff. I'm like, no, we also know that guys are fucking crazy.
I mean, I think I'm in a situation where I have a good group of friends, so it doesn't come up, but like, I'd have to go back to like college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, I think it's like, this is just classic peer pressure. It's like the first time I smoked a cigar is just because I'm in a group of guys, and it's like scary to be like, guys, I don't smoke cigar. All right, see ya.
Yeah.
Which doesn't play as well, I think. But yeah, I think it's the position you put yourself in is a lot easier to navigate than being the one to step up.
Yeah.
Especially like an indiscriminate, like a group of guys you don't know well. Like,
yeah.
That's scary because like, I want to believe I've been choosy with my male friends throughout my life of like having, frankly, just like, you know, not super toxic guys. I'm like, we're not like, yeah, like women, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, like let's hang out, play video games. And so the times when it does become that like, yeah, we're going to do all this stuff. It's scary.
By the time I was out here when I was a teenager, I never had like a group, like a group of guy friends. It was always a mix, or I was hanging out with a lot of just girls who were my friends. So I never really had that situation. But definitely back when I was in like middle school, like there were times where it's like, yeah, that pressure. And it's, I think, unfortunately, what's probably true for a lot of guys out there is like, it's not like, oh, we're a group of guys and one guy says something misogynistic. It's like, oh, we got to hold him accountable. It's like, no, probably the guy, the singled one out who's like, hey, what you guys are all saying is wrong. But it's like, to say that to a group of guys is scary. I think there are probably a lot of guys out there that want to hold other people accountable, but I fear they might be outnumbered a lot of the times and then puts them in a scary situation. And I would be kind of shocked if anybody I knew like said something like absolutely misogynistic nowadays, or said something toxic, or like that you would file into the category of what I'm assuming we're talking about here. I'd be just like, what the f-? And then anyone I meet who elicits that behavior, I don't become their friend.
Yeah, it's just like, not to like cite you guys, but it's like, you know, my male friends, like, you know, Shane, Trevor, it's like, these are just like nice. These are nice guys.
You haven't heard Trevor on the basketball court.
He becomes the worst guy
like,
ever.
Can you
immediately
imagine like a Trevor saying something like, you know, truly, it's like, no.
I'd be shocked.
Yeah, no. Like I want to surround myself with like nice people and nice men. Like, and I do think like,
I think it's a tough one maybe when you're younger, but I think it's something that goes away because I think you learn to surround yourself with people who like you feel like minded towards, or you can trust or feel comfortable being as yourself as possible.
I fear that it's true for us, like anecdotally we're going like that's true for our situation, but I think probably for a lot of men out there, even in their 30s and 40s,
like a more male dominated workspace.
Yeah, diversity of workspace helps, or diversity of friend group, like like even growing up, one of my best friends was gay, and that instantly changed like the discourse of our friend group versus like
it's massive.
Yeah.
I there's nothing I'm more grateful for, just like on a deep level of who I am, than that I've had a diverse group of friends. Like, if I wasn't friends with women, like true, genuine platonic friends, like that, it shaped so much of who I am. And I do see it as a bit of a red flag when I see guys who like only hang out with guys, like other straight guys. I'm just like, why? Like, what? Why is there that barrier for you? And maybe it's circumstance, but I'm just like, for a lot of guys, it's fully a choice.
Okay, dude.
Only like, you only like hanging out with dudes? All right. Cool.
Agreed.
We solved it. Hey, we figured it out.
That's what we do here.
I honestly, for a long time, thought that they had phases similar to the menstrual cycle. When I learned they didn't, I was so confused. So I think my assumption is more like a question of, do y'all just feel normal and the same every day?
Y'all don't believe in the male menstrual cycle?
Y'all hip to the 24-hour cycle?
Isn't it the 24-hour thing? Yeah, I've had someone say that. Our hormone thing, it's a daily.
It's daily, bro. It's
yeah,
daily.
There's the I don't know how true it is. This is TikTok wisdom.
Obviously, Jamie, pull that up.
Jamie, pull menstrual
pull
cycles.
Up men's menstrual cycle.
Women's cycles is on a monthly period. And you have the very down, very depressing luteal phase, which makes life harder for those few days. And men's daily. And so we just have to deal with...
We deal with it every day, dude.
But it's just a little down. But then we also go up every day. And it helps us be productive. I don't know how true this is. But it sounds good for me, so I'm signed up for it.
Did you guys, like, think that Blue Balls was real growing up?
It is real.
It's not real.
Blue Balls is real.
Blue Balls is not real.
I've talked to many scientists.
Blue Balls is, like, not real.
Talk to Blue Ball scientists.
Yes. What are your scientists?
He got me there. Okay. This has been great. No.
I think they can swell like grapefruit.
Well, if you get kicked in the balls.
If someone just doesn't jack off for like years.
I think that's bad for you.
I think if I've you're a goon commander.
And you're
playing your goon command deck.
And you're 2 years in. You're 2 years in leading your squad.
Yeah.
And you've edged the whole time. Verifiably, you have blue balls. Any scientist would look at your balls and go, yeah, that's a clear-cut case.
That's a clear... These balls are blue.
And maybe they turn a hue. I don't know.
If you're not edging
you
me...
You have to blast off, dude.
You edging me or gooning me? Whiplash. A little whiplash joke for you.
Yep.
When they say that they aren't thinking about anything, they just don't want to talk about what they're thinking about. My husband has explained that he genuinely wasn't thinking about anything, but I just don't see how that's possible.
Dude.
That's a case-by-case basis, too, though. So. I think that's more individually based than anything.
I think sometimes your husband's doing that, but I think also sometimes he's probably not expressing what he thinks.
Agreed. Case closed.
And I think that's okay to do, because sometimes I think something. And I think to myself, well, I think this in an hour. And then I'd rather not say what I think, and I let the hour go by, and I don't think it anymore.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, we'll sit down, and I'll be like, why is she in the fucking booth again? But I let that hour go by.
Booth.
And I don't, and it doesn't bother me anymore.
If the three of us went to a restaurant, who would sit in the booth?
Well, you said you like sitting in the booth.
We would, because we both heard you say that, and we'd like to give you.
I would want to sit in the chair.
I'd want to sit in the chair and watch you two eat.
You would sit from afar.
The restaurant cuck chair. Is
dinner,
like, how's the food?
Oh, please, can I sit in the cuck chair?
Please, enjoy your meal.
I want to watch my friends
eat
dinner.
Please, enjoy the
meal. And have a good conversation.
I feel like I cannot think about stuff.
I
like,
can definitely
genuinely,
not
like,
think.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's called meditation.
Okay, fuck off, dude.
How do you guys think? Do you think in words? Do you think in images? Do you think in,
I think,
like,
it's a little both.
Play it out. I will sometimes, like, what I realize I'm thinking about, I'm just ruminating on some weird thought of, like, I would have a hard time explaining the thought. And I'm like, oh, it's just, I am not thinking about anything. Because I'm kind of just picturing something, you know? Like, but it's not like a constructive thought.
Yeah, yeah. I realized I think kind of in, this is going to sound so fucking pretentious, almost like a film, like, aspect ratio. Like, when I view this room, like, you know, I'm in a dome, like a dome of sensation.
You're saying you have a square in your
head. And I have a square in my thoughts.
Is it quite visual?
And it's quite visual. It's quite visual.
What color?
Whatever color the content needs to be. It's like I'm watching a movie when I'm thinking about something, kind of.
Wow. I have a guy.
Sorry,
really?
What?
I have a guy I talk to, yeah.
In your head?
Yeah, I have a guy I talk to in my head, and he comes up with ideas. And
little Lud.
What does he look like?
I don't think he has a face yet.
Okay.
I should give him a visage.
Yes.
But no, he's a faceless guy, and I talk to him. And we chat.
You're doing like the Green Goblin in the mirror thing.
Yeah, it's a little green. I go, you know, what should I do today? And, you know, he's like, do it.
He's like, just do it.
Go destroy the heart.
Kill.
And every day I'm like, we're not killing it.
Yeah.
Every man has clothes in their closet from at least 10 years ago that definitely don't fit. Yet they refuse to get rid of them for some reason. It's true for my dad. My dad's got a lot of
old clothes.
It's not
true for you?
I don't have much old clothes. I get rid of shit a lot. I'm bad, though. I have a very small wardrobe. And I'm not good at buying new clothes, and I'll just wear the same things over and over again.
I have some heirlooms. I got some shirts I would never wear that I cannot get rid of.
Have you ever read The Art of Tidying by Marie Kondo?
Yes. And I go, respectfully, Marie, you wouldn't see me a day on a mini golf course, and I'm going to keep these shirts.
We go hole for hole.
I'm beating Marie Kondo at every single one.
And it's Marie, it's not one hole. I don't care how tidy you are.
Gee, it was f***ing getting a hole under that. Spark joy?
Did the f***ing triple bogey you just got spark joy?
Did you see that interview she did a couple years ago where she's like, oh, I have kids now. Like, I don't really do any of that shit anymore.
That's so funny. No, I don't f*** that shit.
Yeah, I mean, truly like that, but like real talk, that book really did change. Like, because I think for a lot of people, not just men, that's true. Like, you're just going to hold on to...
I think that's just a general thing.
Yeah, but, like, for me, I do go back through the closet every couple of years, and I get rid of a lot of stuff.
I have a... I mean, my desire is to find more pieces that are, like, staples. That's truly the gift of, like, a nice pair of selvedge jeans.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you're supposed
jeans.
To wear those for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, that's why gifting clothes is great for men, because I think men can struggle to shop for themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I do think that's an assumption I have. That I think a lot of straight men it's a weird thing of like being scared to like express yourself through clothing. I almost feel like it's a thing I see like if you actually put in a lot of effort into dressing yourself, I almost think that is not seen as masculine, which is actually kind of funny because I think classically I do see it as a masculine thing. Like 60s, 50s, like men were dressing up, high-waisted pants.
It's a crazy hard skill to have.
Yeah.
So I think part of it is also like just embarrassed.
Fear of failure.
Yeah,
it is funny. There are traits that are like so, where it's like you look at like a Don Draper or something like that, and it's like, oh, this is like the most masculine, like this is the perfect man. And it's like the amount of care and stuff like that, all the probably like deeply uncool stuff of like going and like picking out all these different fabrics and stuff or things that might be deemed like unmasculine are part of the masculinity.
Yeah.
Of like curation of like your drinks. It's like you are set decking your fucking office to look like as masculine and as cool as possible. Like, yeah. I want my bar cart to have like these drinks in the front, like these like bullets. Like, you are doing interior design.
Yeah, absolutely. Most men assume that women in their lives will take care of stuff and often undervalue all of the things that women do for them, especially when it comes to house tidiness, scheduling plans, etc.
I fucking hope not.
I mean, I fear once again that is probably true for the majority. It's not true for me or for a lot of the guys I know.
But not me, though.
But it's true for me.
It's true for me. I'll be the guy.
Yeah.
I undervalue my girl.
get undervalued.
What, I can't talk about it? Yeah, I don't fucking value it that much.
Sue me. I can't fucking talk about it.
Got him. I think what happens, too, is there is a burden of expectation that is like intrinsically tied to being a woman that maybe doesn't get its like kudos. Like, for example, childcare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who the school calls if something happens, or like who's expected to like go to parent teacher. Like, those aspects, I think, are often tied to like the mother.
Yeah.
And I think without even a conversation, sometimes to the chagrin of the fathers, you know, like sometimes the father wants to be that person.
Right.
Even growing up, it was like, oh, I'm going to call so-and-so's mom.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like men get a lot of praise for things. This is all stuff I've read about of like if a man takes his kids to the park and stuff, it's like, oh my God, wow, what a great father you are. It's like literally just doing the thing but for women, it's expected. And so men can be the worst fathers on the planet and you have to be so horrible to be seen as a bad father, whereas one slip up and it's like, oh, you're the worst mom on the planet.
Yeah, showing up.
The amount of pressure that's put there.
Yeah, showing up is like all a dad has to do. It's like, truly. Oh, my dad came to my game.
But
it's like, yeah, mom drove you to the game.
But outside of kids and childcare, I've been blown away, you know, from doing Reddit stories and reading all of these situations and hearing about it from people I know of guys who really truly expect women to do so much shit in a relationship.
Guy who gets woke because of
Reddit. I think like a big catalyst is like cooking.
Because
like,
he wasn't. It's like if Reddit was the big.
Before I was like, no.
And then I read on Reddit.
And then I read Reddit. Reddit actually made me a feminist. How much? It said no one. How many guys really are like, no, I don't cook. I cannot cook anything you need to cook for me.
I think a lot of my household duties not stem from fear, but like, you know, the fear of being perceived as that lazy man of like, oh, like I expect, you know, my partner to do this for me. And I'm like, that is so, if anyone ever had that thought about me, like especially like a partner, it's like, what's worse than that, like than being seen as that?
I think the cartoonish version is like the Reddit guy who like you'd like to think you don't know somebody like that in real life. But I think the more realistic version is I think guys can be more complacent with the lifestyle they lead in the sense of like maybe down to order food all the time or down to do laundry less frequently or not wash your sheets, you know, and like be okay with it. Not in like, just like I'm down to live more like a slob.
Yeah.
And then maybe the woman in the relationship has like a higher expectation of like cleanliness or like we should be cooking our own food because that's healthier. And so it's like reaching those expectations as opposed to like expecting somebody to come down to like the slobbier lifestyle you're willing to, not by the way referencing you anyway. But I think that's like,
I was just thinking of that tweet that was like, women really popped off when they invented washing the bed sheets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there was like a year in college where I was like, what? Why? Like,
why do you do that?
It's like, well, I sleep. Like, you know,
I think one of my brothers told me, he's like, I never washed my
sheets. And then my mom was like, oh, you need to be doing that. I was like, okay. And then I did that. I was like,
guy covered in piss.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I should.
Like, it's my own piss.
I'm pissing the bed every night. It cleans.
It comes from the same place.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
But I think that's, I think a guy might be down to live much slobbier. And I think that's where they have to level up, is reaching the expectation of, like, especially if you live with somebody else, the lifestyle, like the higher bar of a lifestyle.
Were you a slobby guy growing up?
I mean, I wasn't washing my bed sheets in college, I'll tell you that.
Washing your bed sheets in college, I think that's, I think that's the norm.
That people are washing their bed sheets?
Not washing their bed sheets in college.
Oh, not washing their bed sheets. Yeah, probably not.
I think that is something you don't learn until you're an adult.
I think, like, the lifestyle I had when I had a bunch of roommates 5 years ago was a lot different than when I started living with my girlfriend. Like, that was a big change. I'm 30.
Okay. Damn.
I'm sorry. We can't talk shit. We're 34.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was more like I thought you were our age.
But early.
I can tell you from my generation, like.
Yeah. As a youngling.
Assumptions, really young guy.
It's just Ludwig. Yeah, I'm 30.
When I was in my early 20s, I was definitely. I think I was trying to take really good care of myself, mm-hmm. but I started living on my own so young, and I was like trying to just figure it all out. But I think that's by the time I was in any sort of relationship, I wasn't expecting someone to do all that stuff because I had been living alone, mm-hmm. and was like, no,
living alone is a great way.
I have to do all this shit.
But yeah, that was always kind of the joke of like, oh, I'm going to invite people over so that I have an excuse to clean.
Oh, funny.
Did you guys ever
I fucking love cleaning.
I don't think I ever lived alone on hindsight.
Yeah, well.
I don't think I've ever lived alone.
I lived alone for a few years, and then I lived with like 5 roommates. And I was actually grateful for it because I was like, I want to experience this.
Yeah.
And I lived there for like 2 years. And that made me realize, and I think having roommates makes you realize, that everybody's just on very different, they learn very different values.
The group goes to the lowest common denominator. Mm-hmm. Like that, I feel like the group does not, they don't match whoever is the most
clean.
Did
you live with a bunch of guys?
Yes.
See, I lived, when I had roommates, it was like two girls, two guys, like it was 5 people in one house, but it varied.
The polycule.
But just truly all, yeah, the polycule, you know, when I was poly for a year. No, it's just like very different. I was just like, wow, some people are messy as fuck.
Was it going to that?
It's hard for it not to affect
it. Brings the whole,
my ass was trying
like
to clean
one
shit.
Bad roommate can affect the fridge like nobody's.
So bad. I kind of gave up at times. Yeah. So I did not have anything
fractured
in the fridge.
The cue.
I didn't have anything.
Bro,
in the
you fractured the cue.
I fractured the cue.
The cue. The cue with your leftovers.
This summer I turned poly.
Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, I realized I'm poly going to move out. Guys, clean your shit.
Hey, guys, and if we shout out to people who do wash your sheets. Like, you
wash
should
your
be
sheets.
Doing that.
And I found out front to back is the best way to wipe.
Okay. Yeah.
Front to back.
I decide to side, bro.
Side to side.
Strafing.
Strafing. Strafing. I assume all men have an urge to bleed out in the snow.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, actually, that is very true.
Well,
yeah.
This goes back to the first question of how I act when I have a cold. It's like, if I'm bleeding out, leave me in the snow.
Yeah.
I like that Ryan Gosling, the end of Drive, I think about that all the time when he gets stabbed. And he's just sitting in the car. He's just like this. And there's like a full minute long shot of him just sitting in the car, like bleeding out.
Yeah.
And then he like sits up and then he turns the car and he drives away. Drive is like.
That's the Chosen.
Drive is the most.
He is the Chosen.
Drive is the sickest movie I've ever seen. And I will never grow out of thinking that.
It's such a. That is such a dude movie.
Drive is the dudest movie.
I would say a lot of my views on masculinity do come out in my character, The Chosen.
Yeah.
Like, that was me growing up. Like, this, I was like, this is what it's like to be a fucking man. And so, yes, growing up, there were so many times where I was like, the best thing I could ever do in my life is sacrifice myself for other people.
Oh, yeah.
If I die saving my friends from something,
it's the coolest shit.
That's nothing else I could do in life would be that cool.
I think every guy's had a thought of like, imagining that.
Yeah.
That is the male fantasy of, yes. Like, oh, 100%. I rescued everyone.
100%.
It's like that. I forget. It was like Ted Cruz. I forget which. It was like some politician. He was like, I would kill every gorilla to save one woman. And like, then anyways, the famous reply is like, would you suck every gorilla's dick?
It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, like, that's not the same. That's the same.
It's like, well, what do you... So I wouldn't. That's different. That's a different premise.
I would kill every gorilla. But would you kill every woman to save a gorilla?
And that's what no that's man is willing to ask themselves.
You have to ask those questions.
I'd suck every gorilla's dick
just to save one other gorilla.
Just get the chance at another
gorilla. I would suck
dick.
Every woman's dick just
to save one gorilla.
I would suck every gorilla's dick so that I could suck one other gorilla's dick.
If you're in a room with 100 unsucked dicks, yeah. All it takes is what's the Lady Gaga? Sorry.
All right.
It only took us an hour or two to get to suck.
Yeah, we did it. Final one.
There are 100 gorillas.
How many guys gorillas? It takes to suck off one gorilla?
Gorilla. Has there been a moment in your life when you were like, damn, I feel like a man? Or alternatively, have you ever had a moment that you witnessed what felt like peak manhood? I hated typing that out. Like, best of the best. What is being a man?
Honestly, I have like fixed shit, like appliances or like car stuff. And whenever I do that, I'm like, your dad, look at me.
Absolute cinnamon.
Yeah, absolute man.
There's a summer, it was like scorching hot. I was living with all my roommates. AC goes out. I call like five companies and like this problem's everywhere because it's like just a boiling hot day. They're like, it's going to be a week. And all the roommates are kvetching about it. And I'm like, all right, let me take a look at this.
And how hard can it be?
And I end up changing out like the Runstar capacitor. It was like the easiest problem you could have. But like when the fan started whirring and it worked, I felt like I assume Einstein did when he figured out relativity.
Yeah.
Like I was jumping up and down. I had every roommate look at it. I was like, look.
The gorilla, all 100 gorillas came. Now you can't cut that.
And then I went, oh God, you don't know what I went through. You don't know what I just went through, guys. To change this required a lot. But that was the manliest day of my life.
That's really sick.
Yeah, I was taking care of all of them.
Wow.
What about y'all?
I'm trying to think of like there was changing a tire or something like that. It's like or like helping someone jumpstart a car. It's like holy shit. Like
I think
it's the rescue thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say I can't think of like a specific reference, but I know this has happened. I know I've done this. Any type of situation where you're like maybe you're in a cabin or you're just anywhere where it's like, oh, we need someone to go out and do this task. Mm. It's like, I'll be the one to go do the task. And then you kind of just feel like, yeah, I feel like a man right now.
I go 18 for 18, hole for hole against Marie Kondo. I don't fuck up one.
Damn.
After I do a double bye.
Yeah.
Sit.
Eat of the Barry Bonds.
And I heard now that you have kids, you don't even clean anymore.
You're a fucking liar is what you are. You're a hypocrite. Liar.
And you went 0 for 18.
Damn, you cleaned up.
No, I felt masculine that day.
Yeah.
I felt masculine that
day. Can you dunk in mini golf?
You, hey.
Like spiritually dunk?
I think you can spiritually dunk. Yeah. It's if you knock their ball out and get yours in, same stroke.
Ball for ball, hole for hole.
You play it like croquet.
Yeah.
All right. This is what Mike wrote down on this, so just so you know. As three white guys in a podcast studio, I think we made a difference here today.
I think we're always, you know, I think we're always making a difference.
We're always saying that.
I think this is where change starts in America.
Yeah.
Obama didn't mean anything.
Yeah, no, it starts.
Change starts here.
What was that? You heard that too, right?
I think we're going back to that holding your bro accountable thing. I think we got
to
be like, hey.
I don't think bro needs to be held accountable.
I think bro needs to be held accountable. Man, Ludwig, thanks for joining us.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, fellas. And
we should do this all. Guys, should we do this every week?
This should just be assumptions. It's just us three.
Assumptions? Just for other people.
Fans will love that. They'll be so happy.
Assume things. Yeah, we'll answer on behalf
of
other communities.
Guys, assumptions, fellas again. I know you got more.
52.
Assumptions, lads.
Lads, okay. And it's just British guys?
Yeah.
And it's us doing British accents really badly.
Don't even assume, lad.
I really want to do one, but I'm holding myself back.
Go for it.
All right. Thanks for watching this one. It's been a good episode.
And with that, we'll see you later.
Cry off.